With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everyone, my name is Danilo Petrovic.
I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Dennis Kudla.
I'm Evgeny Donskoy.
I'm Henry Laaksonen.
I'm Peter Turepko, and you're listening to the Game to Love podcast.
Ah, good evening, tennis fans. Here we are. We're back for a draw preview. It seems like it's been weeks, if not months, since we've last done a draw preview. And now we got three of them all in one go. So we're going to knock out, I believe it is, Gstaad, Umag, and Gdynia all in one go, mate. How are you doing? You all right?
Also known as the Swiss Open, Croatian Open, and... I'm not sure about the last one. It used to be formerly known as the Warsaw Open.
The new Open.
Yeah, it's a new one anyway. And like you said, we've not done one for a while. Apologies, we missed the last one. It fell at a tricky time for us with finishing stuff off with work and then Wimbledon and just the whole stuff of the Euros. I wasn't well, but we're back. We are back. We won't miss any more draw previews. I can assure you of that. We'll do them all alone if we have to, but we'll make sure we won't miss any more. So make sure, if you're new to this, you've never done one before, I've pinned it in the live chat. Join our bracket league. It's completely free. We do give away prizes throughout the year for some Grand Slams and Masters events. No prizes up for grabs on this one, just bragging rights. So make sure to enter. You've got a few days. We're just doing it a little bit early because I know Ben's a bit busy tomorrow.
Indeed. Yes, birthday plans are taking priority. But luckily, these ones... I'd say they're not the most stacked draws in the world, but I think we're sort of in between at the moment and sort of players sort of trying to work out which tournaments to play, trying to get themselves ready for the next big one. I mean, we've got a few big ones coming up in August. I think that these ones are just them sort of just practicing, really, just to try and stay match fit, really. Yeah. But we'll go through them anyway. Do we want to bring up the past winners? So we're going to start off in Gstaad, or is it the Swiss Open, as you like to call it? Go on then. I'll let you bring that one up.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
So let's get that one up here. And you can see 2020, no tournament. It's the story of a lot of these recently because of COVID. We didn't have it last year, but there's some brilliant winners of this tournament. For me, the ones that sort of scream out is Dominic Thiem in 2015. You had Robin Haase there in the final. He lost.
Hey.
I think we spoke to him about this final as well on the podcast. Yannick Kampfmann, another one we've had on the podcast. And then Robin Haase again. He likes it in this tournament in the final. He's been unfortunate.
Yeah.
All the ones we've had on the podcast haven't actually won it. They've only got to the final. But the Berrettini in recent years, Fanini did very well. Ramos won it then as well. You've got Granollers, Almagro, Bellucci. A lot of good clay quarters. Would you agree?
Indeed, mate. And you see, even go back to 2004, And even Big Rog gets himself on there. So I'm just trying to see how many sets they were playing. It looks like that they were playing in over five sets.
Yep.
Back in 2004. So quite a prestigious event. Don't think there's going to be quite the names at the tournament this year, but hopefully there's enough at least to keep us ticking over. I think there's still a few names in there.
The Man in 2005, incredible. And some of it was really crazy. 2007, Andres Seppi got to the final and he's still playing now and playing well as well. So that's an amazing story. One of these long stayers on the tour. Gasquet as well, still playing at the top level. It's amazing, really, to see some of these players still doing great things. But in more recent years, we had a good Berrettini. That would have been an epic final by the looks of it. 11-9 Berrettini won in the first set tiebreak. Looked very close. Who's going to be the 2021 champion, though? Because before we get into the seeds, though, let's talk about some of the qualifiers. So sure. I do have them up here.
Great.
I can find them. So we have, there's actually some really good ones. Really good ones. So we've got the qualification happening tomorrow. And the final four matches are Diaz Bergs, Casper Zouk, Errat, Kokkaard, Kopriva, Oscar Otte, and Mokora. So some really good players who we know. For me, I'm going to just name one from each. Zizou Bergs, love him to pieces. I think he's the future of tennis. Brilliant. Zouk, another one. We've spoke about him on podcasts many times before. Watch out for him. I think he's class.
Yep.
Enzo Kokkaard, someone who I like a lot, plays very well in the hard courts on the challengers. I know this is clay, but he won a tournament on the challengers on clay as well this year. Or he definitely got to a final. I think it might have been in Spain somewhere. So just let's see if my memory is that too. I'm not sure what my memory is like really with that. And then Oscar Otte, we've seen him now on the big stage playing at Wimbledon against Andy Murray. Played again in Roland Garros against Zverev as well. Took two sets off him. So there's some really quality tennis players here. And I think the qualifiers could cause a little bit of a surprise. They could go quite deep into this tournament.
I think so, mate. Looking at the actual main draw, there's some room there for them to squeeze through. I totally agree with you. We don't know where they're going to be placed in the draw, obviously, because they've not played each other yet. So we're just going to have to go off a whim who we think is going to be winning those and just take a punt. We like to take a punt on a qualifier, as you know, on Game to Love, and sometimes those punts pay off. So I'm going to bring up the actual draw now. We'll try and do it in the same way we normally do it, just little sections of four. Nice bite size, manageable. Just going to get that ready.
Yeah, and while you're doing that, I can announce the number one seed of this tournament is going to be Denis Shapovalov, played very well on the clay. And number two, Batista Agut.
Indeed, yes. Batista Agut and Shapo, obviously Batista Agut, you were just saying, he was a finalist in 2018, losing to Berrettini in straight sets there. So he likes it here. Going to be interesting to see who he's up against, though. Right, let's go down the list and have a quick
I'm cheating
look.
Already. I'm having a look at all of this. This is incredible.
Here we go.
This is a quality tournament. I'm telling you now.
Yep.
There's some serious tennis players in this draw on the clay.
We got Shapo. He gets a bye through. He'll be playing potentially a young Swiss player, really good in the ITFs, Johan Nichols or Nicklers. I'm not sure how the exact pronunciation is. He's a really good player. If he wasn't having these qualifiers, I'd probably be putting him through. I quite like all of these qualifiers, like you've said. I think that they will be able to beat Nichols, I have to say.
Nichols is great. We've seen him many times, but more ITF level. So I'd agree with you. I'll go for the qualifier. I'm then going to go with Alex Molcan. He's played great on clay already this year. He got to the final against Djokovic
before
Roland Garros. I fancy Molcan.
I do.
So Lopez. I think I'm going to go Lopez. I might surprise you a little bit. And that's because of the form of Lopez. I know I saw his name a few times on the list. Was he a champion? I don't know if you've still got it up. Or was he just finalist?
Yeah, he was 2016. He was the champion. Yes, correct.
Okay.
And he was finalist in 2006 as well. So 10 years apart, he makes the finals here by the looks of it. It's not another 10 years yet, so he can't get to another one. I'm going to go Huesler. just based upon him being Swiss. We've had him on the pod as well. So he's the hometown kid. So let's put him in there. I reckon Molcan's probably going to go through this. And we're going to have Chapo Molcan heading up this one. I'm going to stick with Chapo, though. I think he's impressed me a lot, especially on the clay.
Me too. I've got the same. So let's move down.
Okay.
We will be doing some other brackets as well after this. We've got the other two. So stay tuned for them. We're not going to spend too long on this. But you've got Casper Ruud, he's the third seed.
Yep.
And if you've got a third seed who's Casper Ruud on the clay, then you know you've got a quality field. And Casper Ruud's going to be playing in the final, I believe, right now, is it?
Yes, he will be. He's going to be playing in the final against, I think it's Federico Coria of Argentina. He's absolutely blitzed Yannick Hampman today. And Ruud beat Cabayes Baynor. Will Ruud turn up fresh? He's got one bye through one round. I think he'll still be okay, to be honest. He's young enough.
Mate, what about Correa, though? He's turned up big time, isn't he?
Yeah. Well,
he's some good players.
Very, very good player, Correa. We know that for sure.
I'm just trying to get up who he's beaten.
He's beaten Vesely, Montero, and Reindernick.
No, he's beaten Humphman, Garin, Cecinato, and Serandolo.
Looking at the wrong person, looking at Humphman's.
So Correa's beat Francisco Ferrandolo, someone I love. He's then beat Cecinato, then Garin, and then Humphman, 6-2, 6-1.
All great.
I wouldn't be surprised if he beats Ruud in the final. Watch out for him.
Mate, yeah, definitely. Well, Casper Ruud, though, that's another story for me. Casper Ruud's next level up, I think, from all of those guys as well. I mean, Garin, you'd think that he would probably give more of a challenge, but I think you had him winning your bracket, didn't you, as well, Garin?
Garin.
I'm not surprised either. I think so. A lot of people did. I think I went for Ruud. I think it was a fairly safe one, though, to be honest.
Yep.
Right, I'm going to go Hampman, though, anyway, to beat Novak.
Yep, me too.
I'm going to go Londero to beat Griekspoor. This is probably where we differ.
Yeah, we differ big time, mate. Talon Griekspoor all the way, back on the clay. I think he beats Londero, and then he'll beat either Pear or Kovalik. I'm probably going to go Benoit Pear and then Griekspoor to beat him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a toss-up for me. I mean, Londero only lost to Correa, really, recently. Other than that, he beat Pablo Cuevas, Vatutin, and Taro Daniel. So both have got pretty good wins over the past week. I'm going Londero. Benoit Paire. Yeah, I'm going to go with him. Go on, then. I'll have him beating Kovalik.
Didn't like his antics today. It was a bit embarrassing. It's not becoming funny anymore, if I'm honest. Benoit Paire. The Benoit Paire show is coming to an end. He needs to just start growing up.
Is the career coming to an end? Or?
Well, I don't know. But I'm going to have Casper Ruud beating Hampfman and then Ruud heading the section.
Where is Benoit Paire ranked at the moment? He's dropping down rapidly, isn't he, down the rankings?
Well, he should do. He's not winning much. He's pulled some good results together recently. But aside from that, he's been terrible. Yeah, I think it's the first time he's won back-to-back since whenever, a long time ago.
Dropped outside the top 50 now. So he's going to have to buck his ideas up to get himself back in there inside the top 50 again. I'm going to have, I don't know, I think I'm going to have Londero beating Pear. I'm going to have Ruud beating Hampman. I have Ruud heading the section.
Could Ruud be tired playing in the final and then playing back-to-back? What about if he wins the tournament?
Yeah,
Could he go out early?
I still think he's got too much for all of these guys in this bracket, to be honest.
Okay. Moving down, I'm going to go Del Boni. That's easy. I think he's got the second most wins on clay this season, which is impressive in itself. He's winning a lot of matches on clay. So I'm certainly going to be putting him through.
Next one's tough. Well, Gaston and Juan Manuel. I'm actually going to be going for Gaston in this match.
Yeah, it picks itself for me, mate. Juan Manuel, Serandolo, the real deal.
Doesn't surprise me that you're picking him. But I'm going with Gaston. He's played four matches just last week on clay, won all four of them. Not against the best opposition, but still good enough. High-class challenger-style players. So that's good enough for me. Next one, qualifier v. Polmans. I'm going qualifier. Bit disrespectful, but
no, not really. Definitely qualifier. I like them. I'm then going to... Garen's got the bye. I'll have Garin beating the qualifier. I'm going to have Serandolo beating Del Bonis.
I'm going to have Del Bonis to beat Gaston. I'll have Garin to beat the qualifier. Next one's tough, though. Garin Delbonis for me. Don't know. That's a bit of a toss-up.
I'm going Garin for me.
You're going to go Garin for me. Delbonis is a bit of a weird one, isn't he?
We've got Brahim stay here in the chat saying, well, who can touch Sapo here? I think there's a few people who can. I wouldn't put Sapo's for me not the best player in this bunch on clay. I know he's played all right. He did come close against Rafa, but these are some serious clay quarters here, and Sapo's not really a clay quarter. So he can definitely be touched by a lot of them. I like this from Tempest, Rude to win Gested. It's possible. The thing is he going to be a bit tired from potentially winning the tournament he's in right now? What's it, Hamburg?
Yeah, no, sorry. It's Bastad in
Bastad. Yeah, Bastad.
Yeah, that's it. We both got Garin heading up that section anyway. We moved down. I believe this is the final section. Got Laszlo Zsér versus Thiago Seyboth Wild. This for me picks itself. I'm going Laszlo Zsér, much more experienced.
Yep.
We got qualifier v qualifier. Just going to pick qualifier 4. This one's tough. Stricker versus Rindeneck. Well, for me, I'm going to go Stricker based upon home court advantage, and that's it really on this. How about you?
No, I'm going to go Rindeneck.
All right, fair play. I'm going to have Laszlo Zsér beating the qualifier. Batista should be able to beat Stricker, you'd think.
Yeah.
But Stricker's one of these ones. He could just suddenly turn up, and he's played well in a few tournaments, but is it just one of these sort of flash in the pan type results, or is he there? Is he there to stay? That's the question. I need to see more consistent run of form, and then I'll pick him more consistently. But I'm going to have Batista a good head in my section.
Yep, me too.
Great stuff. So
moving back to the top, I'm going to have Sapo going out. I'm going to have Casper Ruud beating him.
Okay.
And then at the bottom, I'm going to have a gut beating Garin.
That'll be a rematch of that final. Can't even remember where it was when Sapo and Ruud played, when Ruud beat him. Can't remember where it was now. It's escaped me. It was recently anyway. We covered it. We did a watch along for it, remember?
Oh, did we?
Yeah, for Ruud Sapo.
Geneva.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So
in the court, it was the final. Casper Ruud beat Sapo in the final.
Straight sets.
Straight sets. It was one in the tiebreak, then 6-4. It was really close, but Ruud just had a little bit too much. Yeah, and I'm going to go Ruud to be in the final. Are we going to have the same?
Yeah, probably are, mate. I'm going to have Batista Agut, I think, going to my final.
Okay, and then I'm not going to mess around. I'm actually going to have Batista Agut winning the whole thing.
Oh, wow. I think I'm going to have Casper Ruud. He's going to do the double. He's going to win one tournament. He's going to come here and win again.
Potentially. He is definitely that good.
I think I think it's a nice route for him. I think he has all the ability. I don't think he's old enough to be getting tired from too much tennis right now. It's not like a Grand Slam after a Grand Slam. It's just 2-3 set tournaments. So I think he'll be all right. He's been winning convincingly.
Fair enough.
So let's put our little aces in. I don't know how many. I'll go with 5. Time of the match. I don't know. 1, 2, 4. There you go.
Up and dark horse time?
Well, dark horse indeed, mate. Dark horse for me. I'll go down the list. There you go. My dark horse will be Stricker. Just for someone, a home court, a youngster. Just because if he turns up, who knows? He could take that bottom section.
And mine's going to be Zizou Bergs. He's a qualifier. I think he's going to qualify, and he's my dark horse.
Know what happened last time?
Hey, I don't care what you're going to say. Zizou Bergs, remember the name, everyone.
It was Steve.
I am JG, and I'm promoting Zizou Bergs. He's the player I like a lot, and I think if he's in this tournament, it could cause some damage. So he's going to be my dark horse, no doubts about
it. Who's he playing in the qualifier?
He's got Steven Diaz.
Oh, Stevie D, mate. That's danger. That is. He's the fourth seed in the qualifying.
Mate, I'm going for it.
Just beat Arsene Wenger's son in the last round, D. Wenger.
Should we go over to Croatia?
Mate, let's take a quick flight over there. I'm just going to have to share that next one. Excuse me. Should we go over to do the past winners first?
Let's do the qualifiers first, because I do have them up here, and it just makes more sense doing it in that order. So there's a lot of qualifiers here. I think there's probably going to be another two rounds. So potentially we'll be having maybe qualifications happening on the same day as the first round. It could be one of them setups by the looks of it. So some of the names, I can name some. Masur, Colorini, Rosal, Milijevic, Blazrola, Sachko, Fabiano, Olivo, Fatic, Maleka, Giannessi, Coboli, Altmaier.
Nice. Coboli is a good one that stands out.
Yeah, he's playing Altmaier.
That's tough. But I fancy his chances, though, if I'm honest.
I think Altmaier could probably beat him. It's going to be tight. There's no real big, serious threats on this one. No offence to any of them players. I think they're class. You've even got Medjenovic there, who's quite good. There's a lot of good players. Haranski. But I don't know. I think they're not at the level of the qualifiers for me in the last one we've just touched on.
No, indeed, mate. There you go. I'm just going to bring up the past winners there. See who was in the final in 2019 there, mate. Attila Balazs.
Yeah. I remember watching it, mate. I remember watching that final. Lajovic, Attila Balazs. I was getting a bit mixed up. I wasn't sure if it was Gested rather than Umad, but now you've clarified. We've got that one right. And Tommy Robredo, somebody who does very well there as well. He's not going to be playing. Andre Rublev's won this tournament. Dominic Thiem again. This is when I was a big fan of Dominic Thiem. 2015 time, he was winning a lot of things and playing great on the sort of smaller circuit.
Indeed. And
yeah, there's been some quality players winning it. So who's going to write their name in history? We've got Brian there. Try not to spam the chat, mate. It does get a bit annoying. He's talking about Jay Clark. Yeah, it's great to see Jay Clark playing well. I don't know if you've seen what he's been up to.
Mate, I haven't had a chance to see what he's doing. Cheers, Brian, for throwing it in there.
But he's someone you like, isn't he?
Yeah, mate. He's a very promising young British player. I would like to see more of him if possible. I know that he sort of falls down on the big stage. Obviously, it might be too much too soon. He's only 22. But he's playing well in Nur Sultan. Here you go. I've just brought it up. Yeah. He's just beaten. He's won three Kubler. Matches on the bounce. Yeah, Kubler's the latest one in a three-setter, which is really, really promising. I see beat a Russian player. I recognise the Russian one. Dubrovny, I think it is. I recognise that name. But yeah, Kubler's much more well-recognised.
I like Jay Clark, but it's, I don't know. I think he's not quite at the level of main draw. He needs to still perfect the his craft on the challenger circuit.
Borna Gojo as well.
He's some better results.
Borna Gojo, he just beat today, I believe. So that's another good one. That's it. They're getting better and better as he goes through the tournament. So fingers crossed for Jay Clark. Hopefully he can win that tournament and boost himself up the ranking. Great to have some young British players doing well in tournaments. Doesn't happen too often. We've just got a Raducanu, she's our only hope, isn't it?
Draper's done quite well
Jack
as well.
Draper as well, I know.
Let's go through this. The number one seed, Ramos Vinolas, and the number two seed, the former champion who won it the last time it was Lajovic. We've got no Attila Balazs. Looks like he probably has retired now, if I'm honest. Not sure if we're ever going to see him again.
No.
But yeah, that is the outcome. We've got some not so great players, in my opinion, as the last tournament we touched on, but still some really special ones.
Yes.
Which we will touch on.
Apologies. Just trying to make it a little bit larger there.
So to start off, I'm going to go qualifier one. I don't know who that other guy is. He's a wild card. I'm assuming he's not great. I'm going to have Taberna.
Yeah, it's got to be the Taberns, isn't it? Get the
Taberna. I'm going to then have Munar. I'm going to have Taberna to beat Munar. Ramos Vinolas to beat the qualifier.
I'm definitely going to go with that. I think I'm going to go Munar to beat Taberna. I'm going to go for a bit of a punt. Doesn't seem like a
punt. I'm going to go Taberna to head the section.
Wow. High praise. I think I'm going to be going Ramos Vinolas. I think that's a bit safer, but he's just been so good on the clay this year. Can't go against him.
Yeah, I'm sort of just throwing one out there. I don't know if I believe
I like
it too much.
It. I like it.
I feel like I'll be upset if it happens and I haven't done it. So I'm preferred to do it this way.
Yeah.
I'm then going to have Holger Rune beating Albert. I think they played the other week, was it? The other day, I think, in the first round, and Rune beat him. So I'm going to have Rune beating Albert. I'll have... Ooh, this is 50-50. I'll go Caruso.
I'll go Martin then if you're going Caruso. Yeah, I'll go Rune as well. I will go Carlos Alcaraz to beat Lucas Pui.
Yep.
I'm going to go... Krajinovic has been playing really well this week. I don't know when I haven't beat him.
Well, we should probably talk about that. I know people were interested. Yeah. Krajinovic just knocked out Tsitsipas in Hamburg. Really big scout. Tsitsipas low on confidence. There was the incident of Tsitsipas hitting the ball and the racket snapping in two. I don't know if you've seen that. It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. It just is a complete malfunction from the racket. It snapped at the just above the grip.
Wow, that's so strange. And then I heard he went off and took like a 10-minute toilet break as well. What was that about?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening with Tsitsipas. Ever since he lost to Djokovic, went out then first round of Wimbledon, out against someone you'd expect him to beat. But then I think we can't jump on his back too much. Krajinovic on his day is quality. He beat Dominic Thiem Cincinnati, and then Dominic Thiem went and won the US Open. So I wouldn't be too harsh on Krajinovic. I think he's quality on his day.
Good luck, Omen, maybe. If you lose to Krajinovic, he sets you up for a big tournament win. Let's wait and see. Tsitsipas may go on and win the US Open now.
We've got Vinny there saying apparently Tsitsipas was mad at Krajinovic in his press conference. I've not seen too much of it, but I'll try and keep up to date with it.
As I'm sure you're aware, I haven't had much chance to watch much tennis with this new Djokovic song just come out today. So, if you haven't listened to it, go and head to the channel and, share it with everybody. Hit the like button, subscribe, all the above. Next up, Alcaraz. I'm going to have him going through here. I want to see Krajinovic Alcaraz, mate. This is going to be the one for me. I'm going to have Alcaraz heading up this section.
Yeah, me too, mate. I'm going for some young Spanish blood because that would mean my top semi-final would be Alcaraz Taberna.
I think that
is a match I'd love to watch. Maybe do a watch along, depending on the time, but I'd love that matchup. I think it's class.
I think Alcaraz could struggle there as well. Taberna.
CA versus CT.
Mate.
The battle of the Carloses.
Carloses, yeah, that's it. All right, we've got the former Brit, Aljaz Badeni versus Marco Cecchinato. This is a tough one. I think I'm going to go Cecchinato, stick with the clay court. Badeni's a tricky customer, though. I don't know how you're going to favour there. I'm going to go Zimmer to knock out a qualifier, Vesely to knock out a qualifier, and then I'll let you tell us what you're going to do.
Exactly the same. I'll have Cecchinato beating Zimmer, Gasquet beating Vesely, and Cecchinato heading the section.
I think I'm going to have Gasquet heading the section. Go on. For the old times, mate. I think he wasn't he...
Mate, you're getting mixed up the last tournament.
Yeah, I am. I was going to say, didn't he win this tournament?
No,
recently?
That was the Swiss Open.
I'm still going to stick with it, though. I think Gasquet's due some luck. I think he can put a run together. Come on, Richard. So we have Gasquet heading up that one for me. We've got Mega versus Pedro Martinez. That's an interesting one. Not sure how that one's going to go, to be honest. That one... My heart straight away just went, go Mega. But then there's part of me saying, Martinez is very, very good and tricky on the clay. I'm going to go with what I first thought. Go Mega. Right. I'm going to go Mutet to knock out a qualifier. I'm going to go Cuevas to knock out Zabata Morales as well.
I've got this completely different to you then. So I'm going to go Pedro Martinez, Mutet, Zabata Morales.
Okay. So you're favouring a lot of Spaniards in this one, in this Croatian tournament.
Oh, yeah, mate. It's very Spanish heavy, my one.
Nice. Anyway, Dusan Lajovic, he'll be well rested. I'll say he wins, beats Cuevas. I reckon Mega beats Mutet. Lajovic heads the section.
I'm going to have Pedro Martinez heading the section.
Ooh, nice, mate. Bit of a change up. I like it. This one's a bit like all Spanish affair for you. So I've got Gasquet Lajovic in one semi and Alcaraz Ramos Vinolas in the other one.
Yeah, and I've got Cecchinato, Pedro Martinez, and Alcaraz Taberna.
That's a bit boring, mate. I've got the number one and the number two in my semis. Yeah. Can I be so boring and pick them both? I'm gonna go Alcaraz Ljajovic then. There you go. Just to go against the 1-2 pick in the final.
I'm gonna go Alcaraz as well. Playing Pedro Martinez.
Ooh.
I'm actually gonna have Alcaraz winning the whole thing.
Why not, mate? Well, I'll go against you then. I'm gonna have Dusan Ljajovic winning the whole thing.
So back to back.
Why not, mate? I like it.
Fair enough.
Right. Dark horse.
Dark horse. I'm glad you asked.
I'm going to go Holger Rune.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my dark horse is easy. It's Pedro Martinez.
Yeah.
I've got him in the final, so it picks itself. It was either him or Cecchinato.
Yeah, indeed, mate. Oh, there you go.
Holger Rune, you can't even have. He's seeded, isn't he?
Nah, I don't think so, mate. Seeded.
He's got something next to his name, look.
I can't see what it was, mate. Definitely not a seed. Let me go back in. I can't even see his name.
There you go. It's down. Next where I am.
Yeah, but you can't see it.
Yeah, I'll let you have Holger Rune. That's fine.
Yeah, mate.
Let us know in the chat. We've got Vinny there going Ljajovic as well. Let's see.
Whoa. Right.
So we've gone to the women's, the final one.
Yeah, mate, let's go.
And this is a new tournament, I believe. So there's no previous winners apart from 10 years ago when it was called something else altogether. We do have Palermo starting. Awesome. I think that's going to be, we'll be doing maybe a draw preview tomorrow or something for that. But that one, we've got qualifiers going on. But this used to be called the Warsaw Open. So I don't know if you want to get that up.
Do you want me to bring up the previous winners of the Warsaw Open?
Do you want me to bring up the qualifiers first?
Yeah, go on. You bring up the qualifiers. I can always just remove this again. It's fine. Right.
Okay, so qualifier-wise, let's see if I can find them.
Gdynia, I think that's the right word.
There we go. I've got some qualifiers. Wow. Can I say this without being harsh? No one to shout home about. Veronica Walkowska is someone I like. No, she's someone I watch and who I like. I think she's class, Polish girl. She's beaten some good players who I've seen. I'm assuming she's pretty young, and I've watched her on the streams a few times. I like, she's got a good game,
21.
And she could be very good. Apart from that, mate, Godzez played well recently. I think she was in the qualies for Wimbledon. I don't know if she managed to qualify in the end, but she got through maybe a few rounds, looked okay. Madeza can turn it on, but she's not that special. So for me, it's just Veronica and Gordad. So they're the two which I like the look of. I don't really want to talk about any of the others.
No, that's fair enough, mate. I think you've hit the nail on the head there. I think that's fine. All right, let's bring up these past winners. Right, so let's have a look on here. I was trying to try and work out. So
this is what it was called. Is that the JNS Cup? So it was the JNS Cup, and then it moved towards the Warsaw Open for a few years. But there's some massive names who have won it. That's why I thought you have to bring it up. Venus Williams, Kuznetsova's got to the final three times. Kim Clijsters, Justine Henin.
Yeah, mate. And then you got Bondarenko there, has been in the final twice, and she's in the qualifiers, mate. You didn't mention her. Right, so she could be like the best qualifier. Maybe she likes it here.
Yep, something to remember, yeah.
And we've got the last winner in 2010, Alexandra Dulgaru. So let's wait and see who's in the main draw, though, for this one. I don't think there's been an event, has there? They've just reintroduced it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Since this date. So, right, I'll stop sharing that one.
So the number one seed is going to be Putintseva.
Yes, indeed.
And the number two seed, Tamara Zidancic. And I believe both of them, did Putintseva go out in the last tournament? But I know definitely Zidancic's not out. She's still playing.
No, she's still playing.
You got Clara Burrell's in there as well, and she's still playing. So a few of these are going to be playing back-to-back tournaments. So something to consider.
Yeah, so Putintseva, she beat Galfi, yep. I believe it was. And that was on, earlier today. So she must still be in the tournament.
Okay, so she's still in the tournament as well.
She's playing Kalinina in the final, Putintseva is. So she's having a great tournament. Well, is she going to be tired, like we always say? We will find out. So, Putin Saver, Freck. I think surely Putin Saver's got to have too much for her. If she's playing this well, and it seems like she is, I'm a big fan of Putin Saver as well. So I'm going to put her through.
Yeah.
Vogeli versus Harmony Tan. I'm going to be going Vogeli.
Yeah.
Govortsova, just changed their name. Govortsova against Zanevska. I'm going to go Zanevska. Mm-hmm. And Gracheva Kuzmova. I'm going to go Gracheva.
Exactly the same. I'll have Putin Saver beating Vogel. I'll have Gracheva and then Putin Saver heading the section. Even if she's tired, I think she can beat these lot.
Yeah, I think so as well, mate. I think it's not a star-studded event, this one. Right, moving down, we got Begu, the Romanian. She's going to be up against Bonaventure of Belgium, I believe.
Yep.
I'm going to have Begu beating her. We got
Kaua. I'm going to have Bonaventure.
Oh, are you? You're going against it? Right, Kaua versus Palizas Diaz.
This is a good one. I like this matchup.
Kaua, I did like for some time, but then she dropped off a bit. I'm not sure if she's come back to any form. I'm going to be going with Palazas Diaz, though.
Yeah, Julia. Me too. I like her. She's quite good.
Yeah, definitely is. She's 30 years old, though. So I didn't realize that. I thought she was a bit younger than that. I was nearly going to say this youngster again.
No.
Do one of my classics. Anyway, Kozlova versus, I like Volley, and it's not Volley Nets, but I always call her Volley Nets.
Volley Nets. Yeah,
I like her. She's going to go through for me. This one, Sasnovic for me. I like Sasnovic. It's very good. I'll have her going through again as well.
Yeah, and I'm going to have Sasnovic heading that section.
I think it's wise.
I'm going to have Kalinina beating the qualifier. I'm going to go Arina Bara. Yes. Radwanska in Poland. Come on, that little Polish vibe there. And Martin Kova.
Yeah, mate. I think I'm going to go Barra, Radwanska, Martin Kova. I'm going to go Martin Kova, Kalinina, Martin Kova. Martin Kova to head that section.
No, I'm going to go Kalinina heading the section.
All right. I know she's just been in a final. Well, she's going to be in a final tomorrow, so I don't know, mate. It's a bit of a
pickle. Mate, could play another final. We could have the Putin Saver Kalinina final again.
We could. Imagine that. It's going to be like Barty Sabalenka all over again. we got Blinkova versus Shmaidlova. I'm going to go Blinkova. We got Olyanovskaya. I'm going to pick her over the qualifier.
I'm going to go Clara
Burrell over the qualifier. And Corpatch is against the Danzig. Sorry, Tamara. I reckon she could take it. It's the battle of the Tamaras. Sorry, Tamara Corpatch. I'm going to go Zdancic. She's the semi-finalist from the French Open for a reason. She's still in the other tournament, I believe, as well, playing Clara Burrell. That could be the second round matchup here.
And I'm actually going to be going Burrell.
I'm going Zdancic. Okay. I think she could beat her twice. Burrell's played really well. I'm happy. I picked that final in that last tournament, so I'm happy that one's come to fruition. I'm going to have Blinkova, Zdancic going through and heading that section. Moving on up.
Yeah, so moving up to the top, Putin Saver, Sasnovic.
Yes, same
thing. I'm going to go Putin Saver in the final.
I'm going to go Sasnovic. I'm going to mix it up a little bit.
And then Kalinina Burrell.
I'm going to go Martin Kova Zdancic.
I'm actually going for the same. I'm going to go Kalinina again. I think we're going to get the Putin Saver Kalinina final again.
I'm going to have Zdancic Sasnovic, and I'm going to have Zdancic winning the whole thing.
Okay, and I'm going to go Putin Saver. So, nice. It's not the greatest tournament, to be honest.
No. It is what it is, mate. We made the most of it. Who's your dark horse? I'm going to go with...
This could get interesting.
I'm going to go Palazas Diaz as my dark horse.
Okay, then I'll have Clara Burrell.
All right.
I thought that's what you were trying to get in quick with.
No, because I think Zdancic's going to beat her. So
yeah, but mate, it's still a really good...
I prefer the draw for Palazas Diaz. I was probably saying the name completely wrong.
I've got Brill going far, so that's why I'm going to have to go with her anyway.
Aces, one. There you go. I think it's going to be any more than that.
It could. I don't know why I put eight.
Eight? who's on there? Big John playing. I don't know what's going on. Right, mate.
You've got Brian there saying, is there no English players? No English players whatsoever in this one.
Where's the Raducanu?
Was there any English players at all?
I don't recall seeing any, mate. No, sorry. None. No English players. I think they're all too depressed after the Euros.
We've got Brian asking, are you guys going to show us the points prize money? Do you mean the points for the tournament? I believe they're 250s.
Yeah, I believe that they are 250s. Did you have that?
The men's was 250s. I do have the purse, if you want to talk about that. I don't know if you mean for the thing. I've got it here. The total financial commitment for the Swiss Open was €481,000. Exactly the same as Umag by the penny. And then the women's one I don't have, but I'm assuming something similar.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, I'm sure it's near on identical.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. Well, that wraps up that draw preview for those three. Make sure you update your brackets. Make sure you enter that. Don't worry, the winners for Wimbledon, we've not forgotten about you. Oh, what are you doing?
No, because you're not going to go through the events.
Oh, right. You want to go through the last ones. Yeah. No worries. Yeah, I was going to say, don't worry. People who won the Wimbledon one, we've just been very busy. We will get the prizes sent out to you as soon as possible. It's just been a bit of a mad one over this past week since Wimbledon finished. But yeah, we've not forgotten about you. But make sure you enter this one. And we're going to go through last week's ones that we didn't do the draw preview for, unfortunately. But
well, let's just have a little look who's leading them. I don't think it's either of us, but we come close on a few. So you can do it on that screen, mate. There you go.
No, I couldn't find the thing, mate. Sorry, apologies. Where is it? Groups. All right. Going here. Right.
We've got 306 people now. It's quite good.
Ah, mate, it's moving on up. Shall I do all three? Was there two or three?
No, we'll just do... There's two for the men's. Oh, no, there's three, is there?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I can put it
out. We'll do one at a time. Oh, there we go. Okay, so you have to read it out then because I can't see that.
Are you sure? I can just go to one at a time then, mate, if you can't see it. There you go.
No, put all three up because everyone else can see it, mate, and then just read the winners of each one, but I can't see it.
All right, I'll do that. I thought you'd want to see it as well, mate.
No, it's fine. I can see it on my screen.
God, I definitely can't see that now. Oh, my God, mate. What have I done? Made it like the most minute thing ever now. Right. Mate, I'm going to go back to two because this is just...
I'll read them out.
There we go. That's a bit better. Right. Okay. So, after much to do, we've got Warachwi. I'm not sure if that's the right way of pronouncing it. We're leading Hamburg there with 39 points. Should we have a look at the picks? And we got Paddy there in second.
Warach is finished. So he or she had Basasvili winning. So that's not going to happen. But does it matter? I don't think so. I think probably going to win unless anyone's got... I know there's Ayodes there's got Carreño Busta. Yep. So if Busta wins the whole thing, I think Ayodes wins that one. So well done to Ayodes if he's listening. On Bastad, we've got Aidan Humphrey tied top with Deck 96, both with 15 correct picks.
Ooh, who's that?
In terms of people left, they've both got Casper Ruud. So it looks like that one's going to be going down to a tie break, whoever's got the most aces. So it's neck and neck for Aidan and Deck. On to Newport, we've seen recently Brooksby just beat...
Who was it? Thompson.
Thompson.
Yep.
And we've got Tom Lazar and Charging Bolt leading this one. I don't think anyone's got... Oh, no, we've got a few people with Kev Anderson in the final. The final's going to be Kevin Anderson.
Well, Isaac's got Kevin Anderson to win the whole thing. So if Kevin Anderson wins the whole thing, then Isaac will be the winner. Yep. There's only one person who has Jensen Brooksby winning the whole thing, and I think it's me. There I am, down in 37.
Oh, yeah.
What happens
you can win, personally. Nah,
I might be able to get up in the top 10, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, no, you'll push maybe second or third, maybe.
Do you think?
No, you'd be maybe like sixth or something. I'm not sure. But
I
you'll potentially you're not gonna win it, mate, if I'm honest.
Nah, I think it's gone for me now.
It's gone for you, which is a bit annoying. But let's see. If Kev Anderson wins the whole thing, that certainly will be very good for Isaac. He'll definitely win that one.
Indeed.
So that's the men's ones. On to the women's. We've got three women's ones. We had Prague, Budapest, and Lausanne.
Yeah.
And then once we've got Isaac winning the Prague as well. So Isaac's doing very, very well.
Let's have a quick look. He had Kvitova winning the whole thing, but Shaddai is there with Krajicova to win the whole thing. And if Krajicova wins it, Shaddai will take that tournament. So well done to you. If not, then I think Isaac is taking that one.
Yeah, I actually fancy, mate, I fancy Shaddai. I think Shaddai wins that one.
Yeah. I think so.
Budapest, we have, it's only people who've put in Saver.
Yes.
And that one looks wrapped up. Tennis 1012 won that one. Congrats to him.
Can't see that changing.
And then the last one is, I don't know who this is.
Let's zoom in on this one a bit. Let's get this doesn't happen very often. So look at that, mate. Up the top, this is the one I think we were just talking about. And I've got Zidancic and Burrell, the same as second place, which is Nthiubu 21. So I'm leading. So I just have to hope. Well, I don't think so, because Burrell, look, Daria G has Burrell to win the whole thing.
Yeah, but it's 7 points. I think you should be okay. It's a 250. I don't think you get that many points. But potentially, Daria G could be going close. Well done to you if Burrell is to win. But you all predicted the final, all three of you. So you all did very well there. And nice to see, mate. Could this be your first win?
Could be my first number one, I think. Yeah, for sure, mate. That about time, isn't it? Yeah. Better late than never.
Well, I think I've only got one myself, so you'd be tying me.
It's all right then, mate.
Is that the last one? I think that is. And then with regards to the brackets, I don't know if you want to see the selection time. So with the ones we've just done on the men's, Umag and Gested, you've got, or the Swiss Open and Croatia Open, you've still got another day or so, I believe.
Till Monday morning.
It says 9 a.m. UTC time. So you've still got enough time with that. And on the women's, you have the same, an 8 a.m. UTC time as well. There will be some more bracket previews we'll be doing maybe tomorrow. We've got Los Cabos for the men's. And for the women's, we've got Palermo.
Ah, there you go. Thanks, 12 Travel, saying Ben won a clay event earlier in the year. Was it Cordoba? I think you might be right, actually. Thanks for bringing that one up. So I could have
Was he not joint on that one?
Nah, I think it was a clear win, mate.
I'll have to look back. I think it's one no one else entered and he just sneaked it.
Well, happily ping it to us in the Discord if you've got some pictures of it. And then we'll just get some confirmation. Tag myself, JG, in that. We'll be happy to review
don't
that.
Tag me.
Definitely tag. Everyone tag JG and just to make sure that he knows.
But anyway, I think we'll wrap that one up there. We've been talking for long enough. Big thanks to everyone who joined us. I know we set up a bit late and not everyone knew, but you could probably watch it on repeat anyway. But thanks for staying this long into the podcast with us. If you haven't already, hit the like button, subscribe. We'll be back tomorrow, I think. I know you don't have much time, but maybe we'll be able to sneak one in tomorrow. If not, I'll do it on my own. And we'll just go from there. Let's see. We've got some finals tomorrow as well. Let's see how they all get on. I'm going to be cheering on Kevin Anderson.
Come on, Brooksby. Let's go. All
right. See you guys.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.